That's so good. There's two ways to live the Christian life. You come into Christ Jesus, you come into a boat. And you can either live in that boat as a rowboat, or you can live in that boat as a sailboat. Either way, you're going to make progress. One way's real hard. It says the disciples were straining at the oars to get across that lake. Everybody in Christ has the mast and the sail in that sailboat. And it's up to you to put that mast in the air and unfurl those sails and wait on the wind. By the way, you can't row if the mast is right in the middle of that boat. You got to wait. And so there's a certain foolishness in waiting on the Holy Spirit. There's a certain requirement for you to let go of control. And the Holy Spirit cannot be put in a box because he's like the wind. And no one knows where he comes from or where he is going. And so is the man or the woman who's moved by the Spirit. Lizzie and I were talking this morning about a kite. And there's a thing of beauty about a kite in the air and the unknowing of where it's going to go. But to some, it looks like foolishness. Same thing. You can run really hard to try to get that kite in the air on your own strength. You can run really hard to try to get that airborne. Or you can wait on the wind. And there's a certain amount of inactivity and foolishness to just wait on the Holy Spirit, it seems, to the human mind. But oh, that we would be a people that would be willing to be fools for Christ. Amen? The only way to make it through is to be filled with and moved by the Holy Spirit. That's the truth. And it's offensive to Nicodemus, the teacher of teachers in Israel. The Holy Spirit's offensive to him. And oh, how we have not gone very far in the church from the thinking of Nicodemus. How can it be? It doesn't make sense. I can't square it with my brain. And Jesus says, oh, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit.